Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And this is the show where we help you build financial intelligence and then ultimately financial freedom. We do it through buy and hold real estate. We own businesses that buy real estate and we want to teach you how to do the same thing. So today on the show, we wanted to talk about health insurance because if you're an entrepreneur and you're starting out and you're thinking about quitting your job, this is something that always holds people back.
Right. It's one of the questions we get the most. Well, if you both quit your day job because you're financially free, what about health insurance, right? Well, a lot of times people will say, well, then one of us should keep our jobs. And we want to point out to you a couple of flaws in that way of thinking, because there are ways to continue to have health insurance, but still also not work for anybody else. Now, this is obviously a show that is for American citizens. If you're a foreign investor, most likely your country has different laws about health insurance. But in America, it is most common to have employer-sponsored plans, right? This is fairly actually recent. It only started around the 50s or 60s where employers were starting to subsidize health insurance for their employees. I don't actually know what happened before, but now that becomes something as Americans that we like hold on to. Like we have to have a job so that we can have health insurance, right?
Right. It's such a flawed way of thinking. It's a flawed way of thinking because number one, if you have a job, if you have a W-2 job, you are being taxed at the highest possible level, right? You are putting your money into a retirement account, some sort of a 401k vehicle. We've talked about that here on the show before. The government does not reward you for this type of behavior. The government wants you to start a business and to become an entrepreneur.
Right.
So if you have a job, I'm not crapping on the job, right? I had a job, you had a job.
I did have a job.
But it is not the number one way to build wealth. You're taxed at the highest level. So if you're holding on to a job just because of healthcare, that's a flawed way of thinking.
Well, it doesn't make sense either. And we're going to walk you through why, right? But in the end, you probably both as a family have the goal that neither of you go off to a job and work for somebody else. Someday, when you think about retirement, someday you want to not work for someone else, right? That's most of the things we agree on this channel. So eventually, you are going to be responsible for your own health insurance. Again, if you're American, this is how it's going to go. So you might as well start planning for it now, while you're young and have good health, versus waiting until you're retired and saying, oh, okay, now what, right? Now I'm only on Medicaid or whatever. So I also think one of the things that you don't realize is you already pay a lot for even employer-sponsored health insurance, and we're going to go through that math.
So we want to talk about three things to consider, three different tactics and strategies to consider if you're going to pay your health insurance yourself, right? And it
right.
starts with number one. Number one is the high deductible.
Right. So a good place to start is healthcare.gov, and you will go in and get a bid for how much you would pay for your family in your state. You will notice that some of the more populous states will have really high monthly premiums. And then some of the, I want to say, more affordable states in the country have lower premiums. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it goes. So when Clayton quit his job, we lived in New Jersey, and we had to go and pay for our own health insurance. It was $2,300 a month, including dental for a family of five. That's a lot.
I'm a dad of three.
Yes.
I'm a dad of three.
So because there are three kids, two adults, and we're all relatively healthy, that was even for like a healthy plan, no pre-existing conditions, that's a lot of money, right? I have friends in California who say it's $2,600. In some of the more affordable states in the country with lower tax rates, you're not going to see those kind of premiums. But you have a choice. So when you go to healthcare.gov and put in the demographics of your family, you will figure out what kind of plan you can get for what kind of monthly premium. That's just your monthly bill, right? How much they bill you. Now, some of the lower premium plans will have very high deductibles when you actually use it. So what does that mean? That means you can pay a lower rate per month, but they're going to require you to pay more out of pocket when you go to a medical service, right? So Clayton broke his middle finger last year.
I did.
Right? And so we had a plan with not a high deductible. I did not want that. For I have my own reasons. You should be aware of what your reasons are. And because we had a higher premium but a lower deductible, most of that was paid for. So let's say, Clayton, let's say the x-rays alone cost $500. That's pretty standard, like $500 for x-rays. X-rays are expensive. And so 90% of that was covered, and we paid about 10%, or we paid a copay. I knew that our copays would only be about $35 every visit, no matter if it was insurance or, emergency or some other like needs-based visit, right? In our plan also, I wanted to make sure that our wellness checks, like when we go and take our kids every year, they turn a different number and they need to get their vaccines and such. I wanted that to be free. So I just searched based on what we use it for. Now, if you're the kind of person who goes often, you don't want a high deductible because you'll be paying a lot for it. For us, we never hit the deductible. I wanted a flat fee, a flat copay. So you're going to have to play with it and say, what can I afford, right? And what are my needs inside my family?
These are all important considerations based on your needs. So it has to be customized for your needs. Maybe there is kidney dialysis in your family, you know, God forbid, and you may need to factor that in. Maybe there are certain medications that you require, and therefore you would want to pay a different deductible based on those medications. So again, you need to tailor this to your needs, but these are part of the considerations that have to go into this planning for this deductible.
There are also some states now that offer more holistic medical plans. I tried to get one in New Jersey and it wasn't an option. But some of these other plans, if you're willing to maybe pay a tiny bit more premium, you can get acupuncture, massage, herbalists, that kind of thing. Again, that was important to me, but it wasn't covered. So those are things that in my family, we pay out of pocket for. Anytime Clayton gets a cold, I send him to the acupuncturist and he is a huge baby about it.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
But it works. And then he's better the next day. So my philosophy is that most of the things that have really benefited our family's health are not even covered in our plan anyway. For instance, our son had vision therapy that was not covered by our insurance. We paid out of pocket for it, and now he doesn't have to wear glasses. So a lot of times you might find that the things that you value are not covered anyway, so you might want to just buy the plan that you can afford.
Today's episode is brought to you by my favorite clothing company, Rhone, R-H-O-N-E, and you're going to get 20% off when you use our special URL. I'll tell you about that in just a moment, but I'm wearing a Rhone t-shirt right now. I absolutely love their clothes. I'll wear a polo shirt of theirs to play golf, out to dinner. I love the fabric. I love the feeling of it. And I literally wear their t-shirts almost every day. I have some blue ones. I have some V-neck ones. And it's my favorite shirt, hands down. And I've been through so many wash cycles and dry cycles, and they look fantastic. They look like they're brand new. Rhone makes a variety of clothing for modern men, regardless of the occasion. Shirts, shorts, tank tops, socks, swimwear. You've got to check out their commuter collection because it's their sort of performance alternative to the everyday workwear. So they have everything from pants, polo shirts, shorts, shirts that are all lightweight, comfortable, and wrinkle-free. That's one thing I love about it. I do not like ironing at all. The commuter collection is good for all weather, anytime from a weekday in the workplace to a weekend barbecue. Or I wore it the other day just to play some golf, went to the driving range. You're going to get 20% off with our unique URL. You've got to check it out by going to rhone.com/investing, rhone.com/investing. That's rhone.com/investing. You've got to try out why the check out the commuter collection. I think that's a great place to start. And then tweet at me or send me an Instagram DM. Let me know how much you like their stuff, because this is all I want for Christmas, by the way. I told my mom, she's like, you're so hard to shop for. I'm like, just go to Rhone and pick me some shirts. That's all I want. Thanks, Rhone. I love you guys. All right. Number two is out-of-pocket expenses. And you may think, wow, I'm going to probably pay a lot out-of-pocket now that I'm not working for somebody else. That's, again, a flawed way of thinking.
Well, when we did the math, we figured out that we were paying almost the same amount of money out of Clayton's paycheck because our insurance before was taken automatically deducted from his broadcast news job and it was employer-sponsored medical insurance, right? But he was paying several hundred dollars a week for our family of five, and then when we had to pay out of pocket, we still were paying several hundred dollars a week. It was a difference of just a couple hundred dollars a month, but it felt different, right? Because we were still paying for it before, and now we're still paying for it again, but that money we never saw because it was automatically deducted. So it felt like we weren't. Whereas now this money we see, and then we have to write a check ourselves and send it into the medical insurance provider. Right. So it feels different. But when you do the math, when you start to shop around for the premiums, you're going to realize it's not that different. So if you've calculated your freedom number appropriately, which we teach you to do in another video, please make sure you seek that out and you get the download. When you calculate your freedom number, you want to calculate your freedom number based on the amount of money you've got now. How much do you need to live the life you've got now? Put medical insurance in there because you already are paying for it, most likely, unless you're a military family. They have much better health insurance than the rest of us. But if you have a typical employer-sponsored plan, you probably already are paying into this quite a bit.
Right. So look at those numbers. So we teach you how to do that in our Financial Freedom Cheat Sheet. It's a download. The link is below. Grab it. It's totally free, 3 pages, and it'll help you figure out your financial freedom number. And one of those expenses should be healthcare. It should be how much you're spending every week, every 2 weeks, out of your paycheck. So get that pay stub out. And I think you might be surprised like at what's actually going out of your paycheck for a plan that you might not even really like or might not be the best for your family. I have a friend who, when he became an entrepreneur and he quit his job, he laughed. He said, "Don't let healthcare be the thing that holds you back." He said, "Because once I left and I started shopping for my own plans, you realize what cornucopia of plans exist out there that are so much better probably than your employer-sponsored healthcare plan."
Exactly right. Now, a lot of times, younger people, this is point number three, will go without and just say, "Well, I'm going to keep myself healthy, not get hurt. I don't need to go for regular checkups, and then I won't have that expense." We do not suggest you do that for two reasons. The first is you pay a penalty on your taxes. The Affordable Care Act that was passed during the Obama administration meant that you have to pay a penalty on your taxes if you don't have health insurance. That includes whether or not you've got it through your job or through your own self-funded health insurance, right? So you don't want to do that. We teach you here how to save on taxes all the time.
Right.
Number two is, okay, maybe you're healthy right now, right? But that doesn't mean that you can't get hit by a bus. That doesn't mean that you can't hit somebody else with your car and have to pay their health. Well, I mean, that might be in your medical, in your auto insurance, right? But if someone in your family gets hurt by unforeseen circumstances, these kind of things can wipe out your livelihood for decades. So it's not very good planning to say, "Well, I'm just going to pay for it out of pocket," right?
Right.
Like, I'll just not use it and keep myself healthy.
Right. Because how many people do you know? I mean, maybe you play a sport. I walk around with a broken ankle. Who's going to pay for that, you know, that emergency room visit if you don't have that medical insurance to take care? What if you get the flu? What if you get walking pneumonia like I had at a healthy age in my early 30s?
Right.
I mean, you know, these are things that creep up and you can't plan for them.
What if you get SARS?
SARS,
right? Maybe
bird
you're healthy,
flu.
Swine flu, right?
You never know. But
okay, yes. I once went to a stock workshop. Like, it was a guy was trying to teach you to invest in penny stocks and get rich on the stock market. And he brought this up. He said, "Well, you know, my friends say, well, what about medical insurance?" And I say, "Well, if you're making thousands of dollars and your daughter breaks her arm, you just pay for it." And I thought, that's not really a plan, because then, you know, there's so much gravity to an injury that you cannot calculate for, that it's not. And if that's the plan, then maybe you should have been paying money to yourself in like a medical insurance fund that you're keeping somewhere, an interest-bearing account, and then maybe you take from that, right? But otherwise, that was one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. It's just like, that's not a plan. And we don't want you to do that. We know a lot of people on a budget do that anyway, but you know, sometimes things happen. I have a friend who went for a run, got hit by a car. Like, the guy was texting and just hit her while she was running on the sidewalk. It's just, And this has been an immense burden on her finances now because of this. And she had pretty good insurance, but, right, there's always things that you cannot foresee. So you need to protect yourself and have good health insurance.
So that's how you pay for your health insurance yourself as an entrepreneur. Download our Freedom Cheat Sheet, but you should also check out another video that we did on how to live like a boss on business credit cards, because
we pay our premiums for our health insurance on our credit card. So we get points for it.
Yeah.
And we got to do it anyway.
Right. So you can travel the world for free paying for your health insurance with your credit card. So check out that other video right here. And we'll see you next time, everyone.